gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into the show. This is a Tuesday, October 14th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, big celebration, whirlwind tour yesterday. Early this morning, our time, there was a skirmish at one of the checkpoints, the lines in the sand, where crazy Palestinians didn't listen to the Israeli Defense Forces. They were supposed to stay behind this line. Well, they charged the soldiers, and six Palestinians were shot and killed. Now, Palestinians are yelling and screaming that Israel has violated the ceasefire. Now, this is very simple. When a soldier with a gun is telling you to back up, don't come any closer, and you don't do it, you will die. That was the message of the shooting. Social media is blowing up. Israel violates ceasefire. Can't even go one day without violating the peace treaty. That was not what happened. You got it from three different sources, three different news sources, that they were aggressively going after the soldiers. There's going to be peace in the Middle East, one way or another. Israel is not going to tolerate you charging their soldiers. They have been given instructions, shoot to kill. End of story. So you can still be radicalized. You can still be supporting Hamas. You can be against the peace deal. Let's see how this works out for you. When they've set up a line in a certain area, it says you can't cross that line. You can't cross the line. You especially can't be aggressive in attempting to cross the line because you will die. It's that simple. That's the message. So hopefully they'll get the message. Hopefully they'll understand. Hopefully this will end this once and for all. But I doubt it. There's still some radicals out there that are going to try to protest. They're going to try to challenge the Israeli military enforcement of these lines, these border areas in Gaza. And people are going to get shot. It's that simple. So, any news out there, any posts that you see, Israel violates ceasefire, you now know the truth. Respond to it on social media. Let people know. One of the things that we're looking at in today's show is the federal government shutdown. President Trump's ready to go forward in firing a bunch of workers and shutting down certain bureaucratic agencies and departments. It's that simple. We also got an eye on Lansing as well as the U.S. Senate race. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Nope, you're good.
Okay, I'm good now.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. Second segment, hour number one here on this terrific Tuesday. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy. She's over at Dr. Gary Willie's chiropractic office in downtown Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, one of the things that I did want to talk to you about this week that I forgot to mention last week, we forgot to get to it. I got a text message toward the end of the interview. And one of the things that they're very concerned about is interacting with medications. And they said that they heard that deep tissue laser treatments sometimes has an effect with certain medications. Have you heard of any complications with any type of medicines whatsoever?
Only that if someone is on a blood thinner and it's not a complication between the laser and the blood itself, it's just when it's thinned, it could cause bruising. I warn everyone that is on it if they still would like to proceed. So far, we've been able to proceed with all of the ones that have come into the clinic so far, and no one has had a bruise. Not that to say that it wouldn't happen or couldn't happen. So, we are not concerned at all.
Okay, so basically, somebody with heart issues where they have to have blood thinners, that's the only one that you've heard about.
Anyone on blood thinners, they could bruise if we treat them. And that is just a note of interest. It's not necessarily something we couldn't treat.
Sure.
Most people want to just get rid of their back pain anyway.
Right, exactly. And that was the next question. We talked about this before. A lot of people concerned about backs, concerned about knees, things like that. Overall, though, the majority of people seem to be coming in, seems to be lower back and leg issues. Is that an accurate statement?
We have a lot of people that come in for shoulders. And like you had mentioned, knees. We do have some hands. Very few elbows. So I think that's probably the least amount seen.
Right.
But yes, every other area seems to be pretty popular. Hips. Yeah.
So one thing, I got a text message just came in from the UP. How long does the session actually take for the lower back?
It's around 10 to 12 minutes. It just depends on the setting and where exactly on your back. The thoracic area or the middle of your back usually takes a little bit longer. For some reason, usually it's because of the size. So the larger the area, the more time I need to put into it so it can cover the area. So it is a robot that goes in the area that I designate. So it does paint the area systematically so it doesn't miss anything. And the larger the area, the longer the time that you want spent on it so that each area gets an adequate amount of exposure.
Got it. And I know we've talked about this before. I keep getting people asking me, again, just another one when I mentioned lower back.
Sure.
Explain to everybody sciatica, the sciatica nerve, the tissues down there. What is it exactly and what do you do to treat it?
Well, it's below your, at the top of your spine, you have your cervical, which is your neck. You have the thoracic, which is the mid back from, the top of your shoulders down to, the lower middle of your back. And then you have your lumbar. You have your right and left SI, and then your sacroiliacs in the center. But anything that is jammed up or stuck and not allowing movement could be pinching nerves. And so to loosen them up is very helpful, which that would mean an adjustment of some sort. I know your local DOs and chiropractors usually can do that to free up, to get movement, because movement is, mobility is the point or the key. Then you have mobility and now you can move and it frees up your nerves and anything that is pinched. So nerves or muscles, etc. And then I think what they're concerned about is the pinching of the nerves and it going down their leg or down to their knee or down to their foot, depending on where the pinch is in your body.
Sure.
So the same can be said not only about low back for SI, but it could also be even in the neck. And that could go a pain that or numbness that goes into certain fingers. So it would be one segment of your or one vertebra that would be pinched versus one a little bit higher or lower, and you can, it can be noticed by which fingers are numb or tingly or such, and that would give the person who's adjusting you an idea of where that is. So your body is wonderfully made, and it has its own assignment, and the nerves come out at certain spots, and so depending on those signals, then they know exactly where to take care of it. So that
the bottom line for mm-hmm. sciatica, not necessarily the laser light deep tissue therapy is going to solve the issue if basically something is pinched down there in the lower back area till things get moving. The laser light might help some, but it basically mm-hmm. isn't going to correct the sciatica nerve issue.
Well, and for example, I did it yesterday to someone, and it reduced the inflammation enough where it was easier to adjust.
Ah, okay. So once yes. the swelling went down, then the adjustment was made mm-hmm. easier.
Oh, yes. Yep. And some people are very hard to adjust, and some aren't. So everyone is different, but it's almost like a little muscle relaxer also. So it all helps. And in the meantime, it helps the person relax because they don't have the pain when they're getting adjusted, if they had any, have related to that. So now they're not tensing up, fighting the adjustment also. So it's a win-win all the way around.
Absolutely. One thing that I think people need to understand, the laser itself is something that you actually program. It's something that you do based on your training, based on the complaint, whatever's ailing people. You are then able to set and program the robot itself, the actual machine. You're able to program it and tell it basically what to do for how long and how large an area for it to provide this laser light to.
Yes, for example, like it might have a standard setting that would be for gout on hands. But after a while of having great success for it at that interval, we have gone up in our treatment amounts, you know, the amount of joules to be released, and it is amazing. We've been watching hands flatten in where they were all curled up before with the higher treatment levels. Now, it's not a lot higher, but it is significantly higher. So, I mean,
interesting.
Yes, and so we have the freedom to, you know, see what's best for each person.
Right. Got another text message. Man, you guys are on fire this morning. Wanted to know, they are coming from the UP, and they said to be able to call and schedule in advance. They may decide actually to get a hotel room because you guys, what are the actual hours that you're there, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday?
Right, at around in the mornings, and so that might not be a bad idea because you could get treated on Monday and stay till Tuesday. You bet. If you're very far away.
Right? Yeah, or come in Monday night and be available mm-hmm. to come early Tuesday morning.
Whatever you deem best, you bet.
Yeah, okay, one
that
other
thing.
That would
be great. Two in a row would be really good.
Now, that was my next question, though. Once they're traveling that far, they might consider basically coming back the next morning. That's normally recommend doing it at least within 24 hours, correct?
Well, in 24 hours, yes. That is what is ideal for you. And what we've seen happen over this last year has been, you know, the best results and the most pain relief also. Yes, definitely do that. Come two days in a row.
2 days in a row. Especially mm-hmm. since they're coming.
If they said, can.
Yeah, they're texting me from, it looks like Germfask up in the UP. They're listening on the website.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a little bit of a drive. Middle of the UP almost. All right, very good. Stacey, want to have you explain the pricing, because as of right now, this type of treatments, the deep tissue laser, is not covered by insurance. So explain to people the cost and how you've worked out a special discount package for them.
Each area is $60 unless you get a package of 6 for $300. And then that brings that down to $50 per area. But the Trucker Randy special is buy two for $99. Then you can try it, see how the effects work on you, and it's just a little easier to attain for most people. And so I just encourage everyone to try it. Come on in. Our telephone number is 231-627-4300, and Carlene will ask you a few questions and put your appointments in the books. And if you do want two in a row, please book them right then too with her.
Yes, Carlene is the receptionist, and she does have the questionnaire. So when people do call in, she gets to ask them these qualifying questions, and then she books the appointment.
Yes, yes.
Okay, very good. I'm going to give out the phone number again, like Stacey just did. Also, the address. Phone number is 231-627-4300. And again, they're located at 323 North Main Street in downtown Sheboygan. I always mention the restaurant across the street. Everybody seems to know Mulligan's. So right across the street on the west side of the road. And other benefit I like is that because if they come there in the mornings, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Dr. Gary Willie's there as well. And like you say, maybe a chiropractic adjustment is necessary either before or after the treatment. So definitely something that basically, Stacey, people can come and get a two for one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It happens a lot. Yes. And it's his treatments are by walk-in. So the appointment is only necessary for the laser.
Very good. Walk-in for chiropractic.
So we can take care of everything. Right?
Yes, do it all. Very good. One thing I did want to ask you about, I think we got enough time, recovery from surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a text here. Ted is texting me from Cedarville. He says he's going in for knee surgery and was wondering, should he do these treatments before or after the knee surgery?
Well, oftentimes the doctors take you off the pain medication before surgery. So if you have pain, please come in beforehand. But after the surgery, come in 48 hours after. I can't see you any earlier than that, but that would definitely help your recovery time by 30 to 40%.
Yeah, fantastic. Definitely get the cells moving, get rid of the inflammation, and promote healing, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
And scarring. Okay. It takes care of the scarring, too.
All right. Very good. Well, final thought I want you to give to the folks out there before I let you go today.
Yeah, it helps repair the superficial wounds also, not just the deep surgery, but all of it, and the scarring, which is very superficial also. Yeah, come on in and see us.
Very good. All right. Text
me. Thank you,
Randy. Yeah, text me laser, LASER. I'll send you the screenshot. Oh, I got another one real quick. Is there any way that we could schedule an appointment for an afternoon? My wife works in the mornings, and both of us want to come in.
We will figure something out for sure.
Okay. Just give them a call, and they'll work you into the schedule.
We'll figure it out for sure.
All right. Very good. Good. All right, Stacey, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you, Randy.
Bottom of the hour news break coming up here shortly. What I want to do also, again, remind you, text me 231-360-5140. Just text me laser, LASER, and I'll send you the screenshot so you can give them a call, talk to Carlene, and schedule an appointment. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source.